And now, with a report from the foul lines, it's Rural Sports Genius Esquire, Robbie Hamilton.
There's only one phrase that may replace "how's your mom and them" in the South in the 3 weeks of March Madness. That would be "how's your bracket," that all-important piece of paper that could bring you financial or bragging rights, fame, or misfortune. After last Thursday's opening round upsets, it seems everyone was in survival mode with their bracket. But now, after the first weekend is over, we are back to the question, who you got, Kentucky or the field? All the Cinderellas are gone. No real underdogs to keep your tournament attention. Which brings us to the real question of today's foul lines. Who did you pull for the opening 4 days? Your bracket teams or the underdog? Now, we all like to see the sleeper defeat the big dog, but did you pull for the sleeper at the expense of your bracket? Tough question, isn't it? When I've asked this question to many folks I know who are big in the bracket challenge, you get interesting answers. Not truthful necessarily, but interesting answers. We all root for the underdog because it makes it a better and more interesting tournament. But it's hard for me to believe a true hard-nosed bracket man pulls for anyone but teams he picked on his bracket. Let me see. Money or bragging rights or an interesting tournament? I think I know the answer to that question, but who knows? It may really surprise me. I doubt it, but it may. How would you answer that question? Let me know. Email me at rhamilton@k106.net. That's rhamilton@k106.net. From the Foul Line, brought to you by Dwayne and Kelly Allred, your local New York life agents with the Allred Financial Group, 1124 South Whitworth Avenue, Brookhaven, Mississippi.